Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone and happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as always, for those of you who are calling in from the LA area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including right here in the beautiful, I can't believe it's already September, San Francisco Bay Area, the guest call-in number is toll-free 877-697-9725. And, well, Producer Kinda is going to be opening up the chat room, so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns that you would like to have her pass along to me, please feel free to type them in. Otherwise, I will be checking into the chat room once the show is over. So, we are going to be talking about healing. And I started formal training. I would guess that there were many kind of spontaneous things that I learned and that, you know, came into my life at a much younger age. But I started my formal training back in 2004. And over the past decade, I've been really blessed and honored with the opportunity to meet with amazing healers from all around the world, and some who were known worldwide, others who were almost this amazing, powerful, hidden secret in their community. Some of them focus full-time on healing, while others, well, they mix their life. Some of them have regular 9-to-5 jobs and then also act as healers. And in the opportunity to work with them side by side to learn about their healing traditions as well as share my own, it really is something very important to me, because often when I speak to people about healing or being a healer, many people will say, oh, well, you know, I've always wanted to be a healer, or I've always had this healing inclination, but I don't know enough. I don't have enough experience. I wasn't trained on top of a mountain. I didn't spend years locked away somewhere learning about all these things. And that's really, it's a bonus if you can, and it is not necessary. Today we're going to be talking about awakening and embracing the healer that is inside of you, each and every one of you. You don't have to have been through schools and intense training. Sometimes all you need to be a healer is a compassionate, open heart that is willing to sit there and hold space without judgment, in full support and, you know, loving energy for someone who really needs you to be there for them. As I said, I've had the opportunity for the last 10 years to do formal training. And that has been in several different types of healing modalities. And, you know, everything from my training as a chiropractor, which that started in 2000. So I have that. And I also have the energetic training that I've had. And I have the massage therapy training I had. Now, years before I ever took a massage class, years before I ever took chiropractic training, and years before I took any spiritual healing training, I would get foot massages. And that was one of the things that my father really enjoyed. He would come home and, you know, his feet would be aching, and I would sit and I'd rub his feet. And I would listen to what it was that was going on with him that day. You know, if my mother's neck and shoulders were tight, I could go and, you know, work on her shoulders. And I was a young child, but I did learn that I could press on someone's back or their hand or their ankle or their foot, and the person would feel better. Now, I was empathic, but I didn't know that I was empathic. So it was just really making myself present to that person in whatever way they needed me to be. And really, that is the basic core of being a healer, is to be able to be absolutely present with someone and just be there for them. Now, there are many different things, and I encourage everyone to, you know, learn about whatever kind of healing really calls you. I am a Reiki master, and for those of you who are not familiar with that, Reiki is a, well, it's an energetic healing tradition that is based in Japanese tradition. The first master Reiki practitioner was a man who was named Usuri, and he went up and he meditated, and this healing tradition came to and through him. And the nature of it is you become a conduit, or as I like to say, a very good tube for energy to move through you. It does not really work as something that you want to direct. It's like, okay, I'm going to do Reiki on a knee. No, because the nature of this practice is that the energy moves through and goes where it needs to go. Somebody comes who has a headache. Well, you may do Reiki with them. Their headache doesn't get better, but their relationship with somebody else improves, and that reduces their stress, which reduces the headache. Reiki is always going to go after what it is that needs to be brought into balance, which may or may not be what the person is complaining about. And this is just one of many different energetic type of healing traditions. And I encourage you, if you're interested in healing, if you're interested in cultivating that inner sense of, you know, gee, I can go out there and I can really help people and I can make a change in their lives, take a look at different type of healing traditions, because there are many. You know, there are those who heal without even touching, that they just kind of sit and hold space and prayer. Prayer is a big healing tradition, and that crosses many different religious practices. And when you look at where are you as, you know, what your spiritual practices are, within every single tradition, there's an aspect of healing. You can tap into that. Or you can open up and, you know, maybe you're always curious about Native American healing traditions. Maybe you're always curious about the use of herbs, you know, maybe being an herbalist. Maybe it's about a particular type of group that you want to work with, such as, you know, becoming a midwife or a doula. Or maybe you want to focus on energetic spiritual healing, like, you know, a healing of PTSD or healing addiction. Healing is allowing someone to come back into their place of balance. The body is constantly working to maintain balance, and the term that's used is called homeostasis, or homeostasis, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Either way, it is about creating a balance point where it is working in its optimal fashion in order to keep the body moving forward. There are processes in your body that are maintaining your pH. I mean, and it's got a very tiny window, whether, you know, it's too much acidic or too alkaline, and there's a lot of different feelings on, you know, what is good and what is better. The idea is that there's a very tiny window as to what is the perfect pH for the human body. If you go outside of that, not by a whole heck of a lot, it can actually trigger system failure. So your body is constantly, you know, changing the rate of your respiration, which will change your pH. It's about, you know, exerting, shifting body temperatures, maintaining body chemistry that's going to support the system. So the idea of when we are in a state of wellness, when we are in a state of balance, the things that need to work are working in the best way that they can, and the entire system is benefiting from it. When there is dis-ease or disease, when the system is not in balance, when something is off, then opportunity comes in for healing. It allows the person, and this isn't just on a physical level, this is a body, mind, spirit experience. Because in my humble opinion, if one of those is not in balance, I could adjust someone and treat them chiropractically, bring their body into perfect alignment, but if emotionally they're dealing with huge amounts of stress, the adjustments are not going to hold. That you can't fix one thing and have the other two be completely out of balance. Then nothing's going to be in balance. So as you consider your relationship with other people, your relationship with yourself, how balanced do you feel? And can you tell when you're not in balance? Maybe you're feeling physically okay, but emotionally you're feeling upset, which will ultimately bleed into how you feel. Body is going to follow the emotions. It's going to follow the stress levels. And then it creates a circuit. You know, you have stress, your body creates symptoms, those symptoms create stress, so then you get caught in a loop. By bringing all of those aspects into a state where everything is working in harmony, that's what healing is about. It's about learning to be in a place of acceptance with the things and events and the people that come into your life for whatever reason that they're in your life. And I honestly believe that every single person has a healer within them. Often when I talk to people, especially, you know, people who have been doing healing work for many, many years, almost all of them say that they knew that they were a healer when they were young, that from the time they were a child, you know, either people told them, oh, you know, you're great at healing, you give a great back rub, you're a wonderful person, you could listen to people, you know, maybe they would be able to place their hands on someone and that person would be able to feel better, that all of those things manifested when they were young. So, and at that point, there was very few had formal training. They just went with what they felt. And maybe through life, that part of you got buried. That part of you that could be in that place of that innocent, you didn't know you couldn't do it, so you did it type of state of being. And being able to, you know, tap into that, you know, that may have been interfered with because of life experiences, because maybe you were told that it was all your imagination or that nobody can put their hands on someone and heal them. Now, there is a saying that the power that made the body heals the body. And that could be expanded to tapping into the universe, which is where everything comes from. By tapping into that, and tapping into that energy, that is what brings about healing. So depending on whatever your spiritual beliefs are, then, hey, I applaud them all, and I would never, you know, want anyone to feel that I'm not respecting whatever your individual beliefs are. Ultimately, it's about tapping into greater energy to bring that about, to bring that individual's energy into that place of harmony. So when we talk about healing and healers, one of the first people that you need to focus on healing is yourself. And people think of healing as something that's directed completely outward. This is my gift for the world. This is what I'm putting out there. This is, you know, what I'm giving to all these people. Well, that's wonderful. You also need to give that to yourself. You also need to be able to tap into those places where within yourself you're carrying wounds. And it may be something that, okay, the event, the triggering event, it happened, it cannot be changed, true, and what can be changed is the relationship you have with it. And, yes, sometimes you need to break open those old places with assistance and having somebody work with you so that you can go through, view those old wounds, view the cause, view your relationship with it, figure out what the lesson was and what the gift was in it, and then be able to allow it to heal in a wonderful way and to allow it to move forward. Anybody can sit with someone, hold their hand, and say, I'm here for you. Whatever you need, I'm here for you. That is a healer. If you've ever seen a child fall down and then you kind of go up to them, it's like, you know, you're okay, it's all right, you know, dust them off, get them to stop crying, and, you know, they realize that they're okay, and then they can go off and play again. That is my favorite aspect of being a healer, is helping somebody up, drying the tears, saying, you know, you're all right, you're okay, you know, dust them off, and then they go play. They go back to enjoying their lives. It's not about any ever needing to have me be the one to make their lives okay. It's about realigning, restoring harmony, restoring balance, and then the person learns how to maintain the balance on their own. They learn how to be able to walk in this world with tools. Because the best thing that a healer can do is provide tools to allow the person to feel empowered to manage things, you know, much more on their own. I mean, yes, it's always good to be able to have somebody that you can talk to, and especially as a healer, you need to have somebody that you can go to, that you can say, hey, you know, I've been doing a lot of spiritual work. I'm really kind of feeling it. The energy of it is really bearing down on me. I need some help to kind of clear this stuff out. That is awesome. Always make sure you have somebody that you can go to. And for anybody who is interested in this type of work, please contact me. If you want to connect, you know, over Skype, or, you know, we can correspond by email, or if you're local, you can come in and meet with me, and we can help get the groundwork for you to be able to connect not just with your inner healer, but energies that are going to allow you to be able to work with others. Now, there are the, you know, body, mind, spirit aspects, and then there are some of the more average, mundane type of everyday aspects of being a healer. And one of the main ones that when people talk to me, they say, I would love to be a healer, but I can't afford to quit my day job. I would love to be able to, you know, go and participate in healing events, but, you know, I'm in school and I have to do this. Or, well, you know, I'm a teenager. And while I know that in my heart I have this healing capacity, I don't have a driver's license and I don't have a car. And, you know, all of these reasons why it needs to be delayed or it can't be all that it can be. And every single one of those reasons is 100% valid. Absolutely 100%. Sometimes it's something that you have to be able to work around. Can somebody make a living as a healer? Should somebody make a living as a healer? There are many different opinions on that. In some traditions, healers cannot ask to be paid. And in other traditions, it's okay. And in, you know, in some ways, it's like, well, your donation is expected, but you can't require it. So as you look at what healing traditions you resonate with, you know, what really calls to you, you take a look at some of those practical pieces. You take a look at, okay, you know, this person is saying that they'll train me as a healer and they want $10,000. Well, it could be distinctly possible that they're worth $10,000. And taking a look at what it is that rings true for you. There are many people out there who teach many amazing things. And there are also some that are out there maybe not quite coming from the place of integrity that they could be. Figuring out with each person that you deal with what makes sense to you. What does your gut tell you? What is it that if you want to learn something, person is saying that they are the only person that can teach it to you and that you can't learn anything else, that you're stuck learning that one thing, my mind would say, well, does that really resonate with me? I've been honored to have been taught and introduced and initiated into many different traditions. And being able to tap into all those different things, it'd be, if I felt that, you know, I just wanted to do one thing and one thing only, I mean, and there are many practitioners who do that. They totally focus on that one thing, which is wonderful. In my mind, it would be sort of like being a chiropractor and only knowing one way to adjust. The person that I'm dealing with may need something else. And while if I can't adjust them in the way that they need to be adjusted, I could always send them to somebody else who maybe, you know, can adjust differently. And I like the idea of being able to tap into a lot of different things while holding each and every one, you know, with the respect and honor, you know, that I feel for them. It is very tempting to want to learn a gazillion million things. And back when I first became a student, my teacher's nickname for me was Shiny Thing. Because, in fact, I'd hear about something, it's like, ooh, I want to do that, ooh, I like that. And then I'd hear about something else, ooh, I like that too, I want to do that. So, you know, every little shiny thing when it came to healing, you know, I wanted to know everything about, and I wanted to practice it, and I wanted to look at it, and I wanted to talk to practitioners, and all of these things, which for me was just, it made the whole thing tremendously joyous. It allowed me to have experiences that I could not have had if I had only chosen one thing and said, okay, that's the only thing I'm going to do. Now, the upside of that is you become tremendously good at that one thing. And when, you know, you need to refer out, you refer out. For me, I love learning. I love healing works. And when I have an opportunity to tap into, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I've never heard of that. And then I speak to people who are involved in it, and, you know, maybe I go, and maybe it's not something that resonates with me. After I learn about it, it's like, you know, nah, not so much. I mean, I can see these parts of it that are cool, and overall, no, it really doesn't resonate with me. And when I say resonate, I mean, you know, it does create that harmonic sound, like when two notes strike exactly perfectly together and there's that vibration that happens between them. That's when I know something resonates with me and I feel called to it. And if it doesn't resonate, you know, if you look into a healing tradition and it doesn't resonate with you, then, you know, bless it. Understand whatever it is that, you know, that you do like about it, and then move on. Find something. You can spend the rest of your life learning what it means to be a healer. That doesn't mean that you don't have the capacity to heal within you, even if it's just sitting and holding someone's hand, holding them while they cry, you know, listening to them vent, rubbing their feet, just being present. That makes you a healer. I was told after I graduated that I had been a chiropractor all my life. Now, graduating gave me a piece of paper that stated it. But the thing that made me a chiropractor, the thing that made me a healer, was something I was born with. And I firmly believe everyone has that capacity in them to not only show compassion for somebody else, but to hold that exact same compassion and healing for themselves. Now, in many of the energetic traditions, you can run the energy through just for you, for yourself. And there's many ways to do that. There are meditations where you can do that, calling in that energy just for you. It is not selfish. It's a wonderful thing to say, hey, I need help. And to be able to give yourself permission to say, you know what, this time, this work that I'm doing, this is just for me. This for me to be able to come back into balance. So healing is, like I said, it's a body, mind, and spirit experience. I cannot think of anything, honestly, I love doing more than participate and bear witness to someone coming back into balance within themselves. And I love helping people learn how to do that for themselves. Helping people learn how to do it for themselves and for others. And in that mind and along those lines, if there's anybody who's here in the Bay Area, one of the things that I'm going to be doing is putting together opportunities and gatherings for people to be able to tap into their healer, to be able to step up into that work, to learn about different works. And one of the things I'm going to be doing is setting up a youth group. Because as I said, a lot of healers said that they had been healers since they were children. And often, especially those who, you know, come to a spiritual life later in life, the idea that, man, if I had had guidance on this when I was a child, where would I be now with this work? For those who have kids and you look at them and it's like, no, this child is able to do something. There's something different and special about this child, which often is the case with autistic children who in their own way, are phenomenal at working with energy. They're very sensitive to it. They're tremendously gifted with this. And for those who, you know, who do have children who, you know, have that sort of energy about them, you know, often in many cultures, these children are viewed as touched by God. They're viewed as so special that is why they walk in the world in the way that they do. You know, there's nothing damaged about them. They're gifted. And, you know, these gifts and the level of them go through everybody. So I really am very excited about the idea of creating, ultimately, an international fellowship of healers where, you know, everyone from the young children to our elders can be appreciated, tap into that. You are never too old or too young to learn to be a healer. And it starts with you. It starts within you. You know, it starts with you being the first one that you get to heal. And you don't have to have it all together in order to heal others. You can be doing your work while you're working with others. And all it takes is a compassionate, open, loving heart. That's where it starts. Because no matter how much training you have, if you don't have that, you're not going to be the healer that you can be. So go forth and be happy and healed. Thank you for joining me. If you want to know more about me, you can go to my website at www.the-healing-house. As many of you know, I've recently been made a reverend of the University Church of the Masters. And I also am starting a healing ministry. So, you know, hey, I will take all good thoughts and suggestions. And if any of you know anything about it, please contact me and give me your suggestions. You can reach me by email at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. So, until next week, I wish you balance. I wish you blessings. I wish you healing, both for yourself and others. It is amazing to be a conduit for that type of energy and know that that lies within each and every one of you. So take care. Take care of yourself and everyone else. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. We'll see you next week.